Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
It is important for one to serve God and to serve Almighty God in knowledge. So important. If you are just a religious person that keeps coming in and out, and you are not taking anything from the word of God for your life and live accordingly, you are wasting your life. It's not you are wasting your time, you are wasting your life. You are wasting your life. So, as you come and the word of God is preached to you and you are studying the word of God, you have to keep it and live accordingly, so that you will be able to fulfill all that God has called you to do. Because we are in the world here, we are not from here, but we are here because we are on assignment. That is the reason why we are here. So as you are living, you have to ask yourself if you are truly fulfilling God's plan for your life. The people of the Old Testament, they are not our examples. Our example is our Lord Jesus Christ, because there has been a change. The people of the Old Testament, they failed most of the covenants of God. But Almighty God, seeing what they did, brought forth a higher level of covenant to us. So, the new believer in Christ Jesus is standing on a better covenant. The new believer in Christ Jesus is standing on a better covenant. We are not talking about the covenant that the Lord made with the Israelites through Moses. We are talking about the new covenant, which is the covenant in Christ Jesus. The Lord made a covenant with the Israelites through Moses and give them a law. Give them a law. There is always the word of the covenant. And the word of the covenant, because God said it, automatically it becomes a law. Because God is bound by his own law, so whatever that the Lord God opened his mouth to say, automatically becomes a law, and he's bound to it, and he's mandated to fulfill what he said he's going to do. They failed God as far as the law of Moses is concerned. But God bringing forth a new covenant with Christ, there is also a law that came with the covenant that has nothing to do with the law of Moses. So anyone that have come to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, you have to know that you are not under the laws of Moses, but you are under the laws in Christ Jesus. They are different laws. You might probably find some of the items in the laws of Moses in the law in Christ Jesus, but that does not mean that they are the same laws. They are not. New covenant, new law in Christ Jesus. You know, the word of the day is titled "The Benefits of the Law in Christ Jesus." The benefits of the law in Christ Jesus. So, the laws of Moses are over, or the law of Moses is over, but the law itself is not over, because we are under the law in Christ Jesus. The book of Jeremiah 31 and the verse is 31 to 34. Let me read the word of the covenant, the word of the new covenant. We said that the new believer, the believer as of today, is under the covenant that is called the new covenant. Jeremiah 31, 31 to 34. The Lord said, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. This is all Israel. The moment that you talk about the house of Israel and the house of Judah, it is all the Jews. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, says the Lord. So you can see that God himself is announcing that the covenant that he made with the Israelites through Moses, they broke that covenant. As a result of that, the Lord said a time will come and he will make a new covenant with the Israelites. With the Israelites. Verse 33 of Jeremiah 31, he said, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquities and I will remember their sins no more. This is the word of the new covenant. We are, as believers in Christ Jesus, under the new covenant. Yes, the covenant is given to the Israelites. But through Jesus Christ, we are partakers. The Gentiles are also partakers of this covenant because of what Christ has done for we who were outside the commonwealth of Israel. The blood of Jesus Christ, the work of Jesus Christ has brought us to be partakers of the blessings of the Israelites. So it is you that the Lord is talking about here. It is you that this covenant is made with. Something that is extremely important. Something that is extremely new in term, if you want to compare the covenant that God made with the Israelites through Moses and the covenant that the Lord made with us through our Lord Jesus Christ. Here in verse 33, he said, this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts. This is important because the Mosaic law, you know, the Mosaic covenant, it has a law that was written on the two tablets of stones and also given. But it was on the stones that God himself wrote and delivered unto them. This time with the new covenant, there is no law that is given on any stone, but God said, I myself will write the covenant in their heart, in their inward parts. There shall be no need for no one to say that go and teach someone to know the Lord, because within you, the laws of the living God are already written within. This is very fundamental because what we are talking about here is the giving of the Holy Spirit. Something that the people of the Old Testament did not have, so they could not obey and follow totally Almighty God. He will write his law in their inward part and write in their heart, and he will be their God and they shall be my people. He will be their God and they shall be his people. It is what is inside that testifies that indeed you are a child of God. It is what is inside you that testifies that indeed you are a child of God. The Holy Spirit that is given, he is given so that we will know God. He is given to lead us to overcome what the people of the old could not do. The problem is not the law. The problem is what it takes to fulfill the law, which the people of the old did not have. But what about us? We do have the Spirit as of today. But still, people are falling. Still, people are falling. The Holy Spirit that is given, he is the Spirit of God to strengthen you and to highlight the words of this covenant or the laws in Christ Jesus under any circumstance that a man or a child of God will be going through. So it is our consciousness of his presence in us or in our life that will help us to overcome any situation that the enemy will throw on your way. That is the power of the child of God. It is not by your strength, it is not by your power, but it is by the Spirit of God released in you to overcome any situation of the devil. They failed because they did not have what it takes. In the book of Matthew chapter 5 and the verses 17, the coming of Jesus Christ was very specific. So Jesus made a statement. He said, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law. Think not that I am come to destroy the law of Moses. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill it." Fulfillment, when something is fulfilled, it is complete. It is complete. Where people lack understanding of the law, Jesus Christ came and declared who the Father was and how to walk with him, and given the power to live a life capable to walk with God. Many failed because they did not have what it takes. Jesus Christ did not come to destroy the law, but he came to fulfill it. In John 1:17, it is clearly stated that the believer is under the law in Christ Jesus. What is that law? He said, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. You know, over here we have to be very careful, because one thing that people are not always in line with is to take and isolate grace by itself and just proclaiming grace, 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 and not associating grace with truth. Jesus Christ did not come with grace alone. He came with grace and truth, and the two cannot be dissociated. If you are living your life under grace alone, you will be making a mistake, and you will not be complete. You will not be complete, because it takes grace and truth. It takes grace and truth to be able to walk in the sight of Almighty God. The grace of God, by his grace, oh the grace, oh the grace, and we are sinning because of grace. Apostle Paul, he said, God forbid, because grace is abound that sin might be abound. No way. Grace, it's going with the truth. So now that you know the truth, You have to be able to stay away from sin. Romans 6:14, he says, sin shall not have dominion over you because you are not under the law of Moses, you are under grace that Jesus Christ brought. In Christ, there is a law. This grace that Jesus brought, it is the covenant that we are reading of. And it is not isolated by itself. I will write my law in their inward part, in their heart. Shall I be written those words? In their heart, shall I be written those laws? Grace is not alone. Grace alone is dangerous. But grace with truth, then you are fulfilled. You will fulfill the law. Because of grace today, so many are standing there. Say, well, we are under grace. So anything goes. No. It's not everything that goes under grace, because grace is associated with the truth. If you don't know the truth about the word of God, you will be abusing grace and you will fall short in the sight of God. You will fall short in the sight of God. The standard of God has not been lowered. The standard of Almighty God has not been lowered, and the word of the living God has not been changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus, forever Almighty God, and forever Holy Spirit. The same God. He changeth not. It is not because we are standing on the grace covenant that you will just lower and say that anything goes. No, it's not anything that goes, because there is a truth that regulates the grace. That's the law in Christ Jesus. We said it, that the new covenant came with the law in Christ Jesus. Galatians chapter 6 and the verses 2. Apostle Paul said, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. You see that? Bear ye one another's burden, so fulfill the law in Christ. So there is a law in Christ that we should not be ignorant of those laws. Romans 8 and the verses 2, he said, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death is the law of Moses. The law that was delivered, that is the old. But the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, you see that? It is called the law of the spirit, Holy Spirit, that gives life in Christ Jesus will set you free. It is the truth that you know that sets you free. So the grace upon which Christ had brought us before the Father, operating in the truth of the knowledge of God, will set you free in every area. Why? Because there is no need for any pastor to stand under any circumstance to tell you what to do, because one way or another, as a believer, you are completely acquainted with the word of God. You read, and the Holy Spirit is highlighting those words. Where you are not fulfilled, the Spirit of the Lord will highlight those words unto you, so that you have understanding and be able to do what God has called you to do. Life, it is short, but life is very decisive. Everything is being decided here. The moment that a man dies, that's it. It's over. But what is ahead in the life of a man, beyond this physical life here, is greater than what we are living here. Way greater. We should not be ignorant of this fact. So that if we call ourselves Christians, then we stand and be doing the right thing. Not just pumping ourselves and moving around and saying that I'm a child of God. When you are not. You are not. That's what you said. But there is nothing of your life that testifies that you are indeed a child of God. You are swimming in the grace without fulfilling the truth or knowing the truth. You are short in the sight of God. All of us have to take counsel in what the Lord God has done, so that the work that Jesus did on the cross will not be in vain in our lives. If at this stage we still be living and be perishing down the road, or one day standing before our Lord Jesus Christ, and Christ will be saying that, "I don't know you. You were here, you were living by yourself. You were here, you were living for yourself. You were here, you were living for your own pleasure. There is nothing that I called you to do that you were able to fulfill them. I even give you the helper, the Holy Spirit, to help you under any circumstance. You ignore him. You ignore him." This is what we are dealing with. So it is not about the tie that we are wearing and all the stand and the proclamation and all the things that we are trying to let people know that we are so high out there. Hey, calm down. Calm down. Allow the Holy Spirit to take over you. Be filled with the Holy Ghost and be able to fulfill what God has called you. You have to know that your home is important. Your marriage is important. The way you train your children is important. Sin shall not have dominion over you because you are not under the law. It is all about sin. Nothing else. Almighty God is holy. Grace, it is talking about sin and nothing else. We said that the word of the day is called the benefits of the law in Christ Jesus. The law itself is beneficial. There is something good about the law. This is why God brought it forth. The reason why God let the laws in Moses fade away, it is because people could not come to the standard. But still, God brought another law in Christ Jesus with the help of the Holy Ghost. So that tells us that the law is extremely important. God wants a man to live by the law. God wants the new believer to live by the law in Christ Jesus. And it is beneficial. Let's see some of the benefits. Ephesians chapter 1 and the verses 3. The word says, "Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Important. You see that? The blessings in Christ, they are yea and amen. They are in Christ, they are in heaven. So this is what the believer in Christ gets when he has come to know our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us. So it's a past tense. Our blessings, they are assured. He had blessed us. How do you tap into these blessings? You being under grace, that is not what we are talking about here. We are not saying that it's a problem. Said the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So when you come to Christ, automatically you are under the umbrella of grace and truth. So that is not the problem. That is your initial stage. Your initial stage. But now, how do you walk in the era of grace? How do you tap into the blessings that are spiritual in heavenly places at the right hand of the Father? How do you pull down these things over your life? You cannot be entertaining sin and be thinking that the blessings of the Lord are going to be bestowed over your life. No, you will not. You won't. Say, by the grace, we don't have to do much. By the grace, our sins have been forgiven, for sure. But now that your sins have been forgiven, walk in the light. Walk in the light. So that you may fulfill the laws in Christ Jesus. The book of Psalms, Psalm 1 and the verses 1 to 3. He said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, But his delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doeth he meditate day and night. In his law do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That is the Holy Spirit move. It is the flow of the Holy Spirit. You become like a leaf. Grace, when you are swimming in grace with the truth, God delights in you because you delight in the laws in Christ Jesus. You yourself, you are not leading yourself. It is the Spirit of God that leads you. The sons of God, they are led by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. So the flow of the rivers of water, it is the flow of the Holy Ghost. The flow of the Holy Ghost. He said, it will plant you as a tree. People's life are dry, yours will not. When they are going through dry season, you will never see dry season because your environment is always fulfilled by the help of the Holy Ghost. It changes everything. For a man to know the truth and not abusing the grace. The grace will pick you when you are fallen. It does not mean that you have to throw yourself under the ground. You stay away from sin. Then you will enjoy the work that Christ has done for you. A man that delights in the laws of the Lord is a man that shall be planted on the riverside. He will bring forth his fruit in season. So you will not cast down your blessings. At the appointed time, your life, it shall speak in the Lord. It shall speak in the Lord. Because you have made the choice of Almighty God, God will not disappoint you. That is why a man that is planted and the flow of the river, your house is at peace. Why? Because he's a godly man. He's training his children the way that they should go in the sight of God. His generations continue because they know God. The name of the living God is in that house. And the enemy has no power in that house. So that man is not worried about the type of inheritance that he's going to give. Because he's giving the most precious to everyone in that house. Let your children know God. That they might not fight over things that are unnecessary. Because if you know this God, there is nothing. They can go anywhere and make the difference. Where there is none, they have the ability to stand and lift up their eyes and pray for God to bring forth. I told you, I said that it's like a leaf on the waters. You are led by the Spirit of God. That's exactly what he said. That man that standeth away from the scornful, he bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Prosperity comes out of a man who is conscious of God. True prosperity. We have fake prosperity too. The enemy is also moving around, deceiving people with fake prosperity for their souls to be lost. The type of prosperity that will give you health in your bodies, spirit, and soul, this is this type that we are talking about. A man whose life is flowing by the river of the Holy Spirit. A man whose home is filled with the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. This is what we are talking about here. The Lord said that that man shall prosper. So we talk about the benefit of the loss in Christ Jesus. Number one, we have prosperity. You will have health. You will have peace. And you will also have long life. You obey the Lord. You obey the laws in Christ Jesus. Prosperity is your portion. Health, it is your portion. Long life, it is your portion. And overall, peace. Peace. These things are important. Many are thinking they have it all, but even when the money is at the bank, they are still thinking at the bank. At night, they are doing calculations in their heads about the money. That is not peace. Your heart is after that money. It's against the Lord. Third John chapter 2, and the verse is 3. Matter of fact, let me read from 2 to 3. He said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth." 1 John 1, 2 to 3. Please, we are talking about prosperity that we get from the laws in Christ Jesus. We are talking about health. We are talking about peace. We are talking about long life. John made such a statement, and out of it we get all these. "I wish above all that thou mayest prosper and be in health." How? "Even as thy soul prospereth, because I rejoiced greatly when I heard by the brethren that came and testified of the truth that is in you." The truth that is in you. That is, you have come to know our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace is abound and truth is your portion. You come to discover the truth in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the laws of God. Prosperity is your portion. Health is your portion. Peace is your portion. And it doesn't stop here. Psalm 37 and the verse is 23 to 25. He said, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholded him with his hand." And David said, "I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." Praise the Lord. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. A man that delights in the laws of Almighty God, this man, his ways are pleasing the Lord. And the Lord will take him over. He said, "My son, let's go." By the empowerment of the Holy Ghost, he's going to lead you. He's going to lead you to his perfect will. He's going to lead you to do the right thing. To come to a point that your life, you are not living it just for yourself. You are also thinking of your family. A good man. He's talking about a good man. He liveth inheritance for his children's children. Not just your selfishness and pushing your children aside. Everything is just centered on you. Yourself, Trinity. If you train your children in the ways of the Lord, if your home delights in the laws of Almighty God, you can go home to be with the Lord in peace. Because David said, "I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the Lord forsaking the righteous, neither his seed begging for bread." Your children will not beg in the mighty name of Jesus. As you show them the ways of the living God, they will make difference. They will make difference. They will not beg, because we are talking about the blessings. The blessings that comes out of the loss in Christ Jesus. They are spiritual blessings. So a good man is a spiritual man. A good man is a spiritual man. Everyone that has come to tap into the realm of the spirit and be able to pull down what the Lord has in store for him and for his household, that house shall always be wet with the waters, the river of the Holy Ghost that is flowing across that home. It's a fact. Proverbs 3, 1 to 2 says, my son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they be added to thee. Now you can see the reason why we said that in the laws in Christ Jesus, you get prosperity, you will get health, you will get peace, and you will get long life. Simply because the man is following the Lord. The man is sensitive to the laws in Christ Jesus, and he delights in them. Number two thing that you get as a benefit from the laws in Christ Jesus is found in Proverbs 28 and the verses 9. He said, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. He that turneth away his ears from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination unto God. It's taboo. God cannot take it. Your prayers will not be heard when you stand in the scornful, the counsel of the scornful. When you delight in the gatherings of the wicked, you can't be doing those things and be coming to church and said, I'm coming for prayer. Night prayers. Going for night vigil. You are not going to obtain anything out of it because you are wicked. You don't want to amend your ways. When the wicked are gathering, you are also gathering with them for the sake of the righteous. And you are coming back to mangle yourself with the righteous. God said your prayers are hindered. He cannot hear you. So sometimes we have to also, you know, question ourselves when our prayers are not being answered. Are we following the laws in Christ Jesus? Is there anything that I'm doing that, Lord, is not pleasing in thy sight? Have I transgressed the commandments of the Lord? You see, it is important. God never said that we will not fall. He never said that. He never said that. We see, we read it before in Psalm 37 and the verses 24. He said, though the righteous he fall, he shall not utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. So the problem is that you are not going to fall. You might fall. The righteous falleth, but the Lord still rise you up. And you continue. This is what grace will intervene, because grace will automatically help you by you standing and say, the Lord, please forgive me. I messed up. And the Lord will forgive you in the consciousness that you are not to abuse the grace. But the truth of God, you should be delighted in that truth. Quickly run to the Lord when you know that you have fallen, so that he will pick you up. And we are going with the Lord. Prayers not being answered, it means that heaven is closed over your life. A man whose heaven is closed over his life is a dead man. You are living dead. Heaven is closed over your life. You become a prey in the sight of the devil. Anything can happen to you at any time. No protection over your life. That is dangerous. That is dangerous. The laws in Christ Jesus give wisdom. Psalm 19 in the verses 7. He said, the law of the Lord is perfect, Converting the soul, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Making wise what? The simple. It is the law in Christ Jesus that makes the simple wise. The simple wise. We are weak in the Lord, but by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost, nothing will resist you. Because the wisdom that you have is not yours. It is the Spirit of God that is providing you. He will lead you where to go. Where people are stumbling, you will not. Because you are sensitive. You are in touch spiritually. The laws in Christ Jesus, they give wisdom. Say, I delight in the law. I delight in the law. It's a pleasure unto him. Because he can see all the wondrous things in the laws of God. David knew these things. He knew that if you want to really walk close to God, you have to stay away from sin. And to stay away from sin, the only thing for a man to know what is called sin is by the law. It is by the law. The law highlights sin. We wouldn't have known about sin if it wasn't the law that was given. So a man that is always checking his heart to say, you know, to find out what the Lord says about the situation, will always stand and be delighted by the Lord. By the Lord. We are also getting protection. Protection from the wicked. When you delight in the laws in Christ Jesus. The book of Psalms, Psalm 119 and the verse is 61. David said, the bowels of the wicked have troubled me or have robbed me. But I have not forgotten thy law. In other words, I will not go down because I know what thy word says. I will not go down because I know what thy word says. They might come seven times, but you will always stand. They will come, but they will also flee. They will flee. Because they will come to find out that you are not ignorant of the word of God. And you will be able to stand and say that it is written. And command the wickedness to be broken. People are perishing for the lack of knowledge. They have no vision of their life, so they are perishing. But the word is brought forth with the light that is in the law of God. You cannot be standing around and claiming the blessings of God. You are a woman. You want God to bless you with a husband. It is God's will for you to have your husband. You are a man. You want the Lord to give you your wife. It is God's will for you to have a wife. He made it. And he made the person just for you. And that person is also waiting for you. You know what the problem is? The problem is that you are following somebody's husband. You are following somebody's wife. Your hands are already full. You will never know the glory of the Lord. You will not come to have what God has in store for you. Delight in the laws of the Lord. What the Lord says you should not be doing, you should not be doing. Get yourself out of it. Then now you can see the glory of the living God. But as far as you stand in the conscious of sinners, the Lord will not delight in you. There is nothing that God is doing to anybody that he's doing it because you are forcing his hand. Nobody can force God's hand. God does things for us according to his pleasure. If he's not delighting in your ways, he will not do it. You can pray from morning to the end to night, your entire life, he will not do it. Matter of fact, Satan will take advantage to even sink you more. Because the Spirit of the Lord is talking to you, but you don't want to hear it. You want to go your way. Psalm 119 verse 165, he said, grace, peace, have they which love thy law. Grace, peace, have they which love thy law. and nothing shall offend them. Nothing shall offend them. Love the law of the living God and see if the enemy has any power over your life. It is through the door of sin that the enemy untangle and snare people and bury them. Through the doors of sin. The laws in Christ Jesus will help you to stay away from sin. What is not pleasant to God, you will not be finding yourself there. You will not. You will not. You can see that Satan has no power over a child of God who stands right with the Lord. A child of God who delights in the laws of God, Satan has no power over his life. That's what we said. We read it in the Proverbs 3, verse 2. He said that the length of thy days, the length of days, and long life and peace shall they add it to thee. So when you delight in that law, automatically it is written of the numbers of days that God has for you. It will be added. You will be added. You are running, going out there to fornicate, and you have an accident, and your life is terminated. And we are at the back crying for what? It is the devil that has terminated your life out of your ignorance. Christ has paid the price, and he has paid the price for all of us. And God is not partial, but it is our iniquity that has separated ourselves from Almighty God. It is all done. Please, what we are talking about here is the wisdom for the child of God to fulfill what God has called you to do. These promises, it's not like God will say something and he will not do it. They are done. We are blessed. That's the Ephesians 1:3 that we read. Blessed be, oh, he said, blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all the spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You are in Christ Jesus. The heavenly blessings, they have to come down. The only thing that will block it, sin. But it is not like sin has power over you. Because that Romans 6:14, he said that sin would not have dominion over you. Sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under the law. You are under grace. You are under grace. So you are in grace. You are covered by grace and truth. By the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a whole kingdom by itself. You are in the world, but you are not from here. You are living in a different world within this world. The kingdom of God had descended and has come upon your life. You are swimming in and you are living your life accordingly. So the enemy has no power in that environment. It is written. It is written. I know my right. I know what the word of God says. And he has nothing to stand on. This is divine protection in our lives against the works of the wicked. And lastly, and we are stopping just right here, the greatest benefit that you are also getting out of you delighting in the laws in Christ Jesus is life everlasting. Life everlasting. The book of Luke. Luke 18 and the verses 28 to 30. Let me quickly say this and we explain. Peter came to Jesus Christ and told Jesus, Jesus, what about us, the disciples? We have left it all and we have followed you. What do we get? Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, there is no man or a woman that have left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come, life everlasting. This is so comforting. What you are doing is not in vain. You decided to delight in the laws of the Lord. You shall surely live in this world and you will inherit life everlasting. Amen. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord give you the wisdom to understand these principles of life. May you delight in the laws in Christ Jesus so that you will fulfill all the days of your life. You want to have power over the enemy? Stay away from sin. Stay away from sin. It is the shortest way to go to your grave, by dancing with the wicked. Christ has paid it all. The laws that regulate our lives. It is not, you know, people hear the law and they think it's, you know, it bothers them. They don't feel freedom. But this is where you have your freedom. The laws of Moses, you do this and I do that. You do this and I do that. This one is over. This time, it is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, where you have freedom. Whomsoever that the Son set free, he's free indeed. And Jesus Christ has come, died, resurrected, has just took you out of darkness onto the glorious light of our Lord Almighty the Father. Today, you are free and you are forever free. Please do not go back. Stay in the light of the living God. May the Lord God bless you. Amen.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.